May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 30. The soul that with sincere desire seeks after Jesus' love, that soul the Holy Ghost inspires with breathings from above. Hymn number 30.
Thank you. Shall we read together from the Word of God, from the book of Genesis, chapter 32, and then we'll read the first four verses in chapter 33, and then read together Romans chapter 7. Genesis chapter 32. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's host." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau his brother unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, "Thus shall ye speak unto my lord Esau. Thy servant Jacob saith thus, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until now. And I have oxen and asses, flocks and men servants and women servants. And I have sent to tell my lord that I may find grace in thy sight." And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him." Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks and herds and the camels into two bands, and said, "If Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape." And Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which saidst unto me, Return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will dwell well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I have passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. And thou sayest, I will surely do thee good, and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude." And he lodged there that same night, and he took of that which came to his hand, a present for Esau his brother, 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milch camels with their colts, 40 kine and 10 bulls, 10 she-asses and 10 foals. And he delivered them into the hand of his servant, every drove by themselves, and saith unto his servants, "Pass over before me, and put a space betwixt drove and drove." And he commanded the foremost, saying, "When Esau my brother meeteth thee, and asketh thee, saying, Whose art thou? And whither goest thou? And whose art these before thee? Then thou shalt say, They be thy servant Jacob's. It is a present sent unto my lord Esau. And behold, also he is behind us." And so commanded he the second and the third, and all that followed the drove, saying, "On this manner shall ye speak unto Esau when ye find him. And say ye moreover, Behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the present that goeth before me, and afterward I will see his face. Peradventure he will accept of me." So went the present over before him, and himself lodged that night in the company. And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him unto the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince thou hast power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh and the sinew that shrank. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he divided the children unto Leah and unto Rachel and unto the two handmaids. And he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph hindermost. And he passed over before them, and bowed himself to the ground 7 times, until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him, and embraced him, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And they wept. So we turn and read together from the epistle of Paul to the Romans. Paul's epistle to the Romans, and chapter 7. Romans chapter 7. Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then, if, while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sins, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in the newness of spirit, and not in the oldness of the letter. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law, for I had not known lust except the law had said, Thou shalt not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence, for without the law sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sowed under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do not. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word and help us now to come before him in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, thou who art sovereign, thou who rulest upon the throne of heaven and earth, help us now to come unto thee. Search out our hearts, we do pray, O Lord, as to how we stand before thee. We pray, O Lord, to be kept from a form of religion, a form of worship, a coming going, and no reality. Lord, we pray for that which is real. We pray, O Lord, by thy power, Holy Spirit, that thou wilt move among us in our hard hearts. There might be a melting. There might be ground indeed prepared of thee. That thou, Lord Jesus, wilt be in our midst. Thou wilt gather with us. And that we are found gathered in thy name. And O Lord, thy word declares that they that worship thee worship in spirit and in truth. And we pray, O Lord, that we are such. Lord, keep us from an outward appearance, no reality within. Lord, oh, might it be with us that worshipping only Thee this day. Keep us from those things within us. Keep us from disturbances without, but oh, much more those disturbances within us, those things that would draw us away, that would attract us. Sin, self, Satan, Lord. Oh, keep us, we pray. Keep us from ourselves. Keep us, O Lord, from leaning upon any other save Thee. And might Thou this day, O Lord, open our blind eyes, open the ears of our understanding, that we might, Lord, view Thee by faith, Lord Jesus, as that one who indeed doth make intercession for Thy people. And O might the sinner cry that doth intercede for me. My only hope, my only plea. Work in heart, so we pray, Lord. Thou knowest how each of Thy dear people have come up this day. Those places that they're in the pathway that Thou hast called them to walk in. We pray, Lord, that Thou wilt come where each is. Lord, in the trials and afflictions of life, in those turmoils of soul, Lord, it may be that cry for that bringing of the soul out of prison. Lord, Thou knowest. And oh, we pray, Lord, that Thou would hear those cries and come to those that pray indeed and cry for Thine help, Thou to save, Thou to appear, Thou to come. Hear those prayers that have gone up, Lord, for Thy day, that Thou wilt gather with us, that our gathering is not in vain, but, oh, is to the honour and glory of Thy holy name, to Thine electing love and mercy to sinners such as we. And, oh, we pray, Lord, that any that sit unconcerned, might there be a bringing into concern. Might there be yet those times appointed in this place for that work of conviction of Thee, Holy Spirit, that souls might yet be born again. O Lord, hear those prayers that go up concerning these things, that Thou wilt work and work in the midst. For eternity before us each, O Lord. And oh, we pray that we are amongst those that have a concern for our never dying soul and eternity before us. Lord, that concern to be found at Thy right hand. Search us out, Lord. Keep us from that hypocrisy that's in us, the falsehood, deceitfulness, the sin that is with us, in us, Lord, mix with all we do. Sin as a leprosy head to foot, presumptuous sin, indwelling sin, all manner of sin, Lord. Oh, we pray that we might know the washing of Thy precious blood, Lord Jesus, thy blood that cleanseth from all sin. Oh, might the sinner cry this day, my sin washed in the blood of the Lamb. Work, Lord, oh, we pray. Work in our hearts where the pulpit desk, pew desk, pulpit, Lord, we pray for thy work. Lord, keep us from any other thing, any other leaning, save upon thee. Might thy presence be known and felt. Might there be known in this place that peace indeed that passeth all understanding, that thou art present. We read in thy word that Jesus himself drew near, and we pray, O Lord, that thou thyself wilt draw near to us this day, that we are gathered in thy name. O Lord, and as we come to thy word, might thou work by thy power and the application of it and the applying of it, Lord, to hearts prepared of thee. And oh, we pray for that help, Lord, once more to prove indeed strength made perfect in weakness, a leaning upon thee of what thou wilt have us to set forth. Keep us then, O Lord, keep each one as we bear this people before thee, from the youngest to the eldest, each one the living, never dying soul. O Lord, though we pray, O for thy work in souls. Lord, thou, we sing those words, the Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. But might we have that prayer, that concern in our hearts, that thou wilt work, thou wilt come with that power from on high. So bless this people. We do bear before thee the young people, the children. Oh, that thou wilt watch over them, keep them, that their names indeed might be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and that wisdom and help might be given unto parents, and the concern and responsibility for the bringing up of our children. O Lord, and that thou wilt hear those prayers for their never dying souls, and might they yet be answered. Oh, help us, Lord. Help indeed. For we come as those to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of everlasting life. So work, we pray. Grant help at the desk. Grant that lifting up of the arms of those that have the responsibility of the place. Lord, go before us now. Be with thy people where they gather throughout this land, throughout this world. Thou hast a people from all generation to generation. And, O Lord, we pray that thou wilt work in this day. Lord, be with thy sent servants that labour in thy name. There might be that help given, and that laying all at thy feet, that thou wilt come and work in the midst, we pray. O Lord. And our guilty land and nation, as it stands so guilty before thee, O Lord, that thou wilt yet, Lord, oh, we pray in wrath, remember mercy. Lord, thou art sovereign. O grant us that faith to look up beyond the things of this evil world, that our eyes might be up unto thee, as we lay all now at thy feet, Lord Jesus, and that thou wilt come and bless us indeed as we are gathered in thy name, and pray for thee to be in the midst as we ask all for thy name's sake, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Hymn number 574. What a precious needful thing is the Lord and Saviour. Zion shall his mercy sing now, henceforth and ever. In him a rich fullness dwells and is freely given. Law and conscience Jesus quells, crooked things makes even. Hymn 574.
Thank you.
Lord might help, I would direct your thoughts to Psalm 59, Psalm 59 and the first verse. Psalm 59 and verse 1. Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. The psalmist writing here, those have watched literally, physically, that would seek his destruction, and brought to that place to cry unto the Lord, brought to that leaning upon the rock, even the Lord Jesus Christ. We read indeed of David being that mighty man of valor, destroying Goliath, and yet brought to that place, emptied of self, brought to lean upon the Lord. In that realization that the Lord is sovereign, that the Lord is that only one able to deliver, able to defend, able to keep his people, able to keep them from falling. And so the cry from his heart, from his soul, deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. And child of God, if we are the Lord's, then this, I believe, as the Lord brings us into those places and the pathway, will be our cry, deliver me from mine enemies. May not be in the words, but in the spirit of it, deliver me, defend me, emptied of all, as we said, that we would lean upon, that crying unto the Lord. And these things are personal. Deliver me, defend me, O my God. Deliver me from mine enemies. And our thoughts went to what is an enemy. Naturally, an enemy is someone that might rise up against a country, against an individual, one that would seek the destruction, the suppression, the dominance of another. As we look back in history of wars, world wars, of enemies that rose up and the defending against them. And that knowing, as the phrase goes, know thy enemy. And dear child of God, What and who are the enemies of your soul, my soul? We sing the lines of the hymn, Mighty Enemies Without, Much Mightier Within. Thoughts we cannot quell aright, blasphemy, obscene, coldness, unbelief, pride, hell, murderous train, threatened death on every side, and half a thousand slain. Those enemies without, yes, but his heart brought to right, much mightier enemies within. And those enemies within us, without us, sin, self, Satan. Deliver me from mine enemies. Deliver me from sin. Deliver me from self. Deliver me from Satan. O my God. We will, I believe, as the Lord shows us, brings us to those places, be brought to this prayer, brought to this cry, brought to this need, as the Lord shows us what we are, what's our heart, what's in our heart, the deceitfulness. The scripture speaks of our hearts, deceitful, desperately wicked, above all things, who can know it? And what of you, what of me? What of that knowledge of what is in our heart? How many go on thinking indeed that they are doing good, that they've never done wrong, that they live a good life, an upright life? Oh, how solemn to be found leaning upon such a thing, such a hope. Speak carefully, lovingly, but for sovereign grace, where would you, where would I be, dear child of God, this day? For all have sinned, saith the scripture, and such is the truth of the scripture. Let none of us shun from it, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. A sin entered into this world through disobedience to the command of Almighty God concerning not eating of that tree. In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. As Satan, as that fallen angel, deceived Eve and Adam, so the entering in of sin into this world, the entering in of sin and death, that communion that was known by Adam and Eve with Almighty God, that separation through the fall, through sin and death. And sin in our nature, sin that we are each born dead in trespasses and sin, each of us, the youngest babe to the eldest, sin. And our hearts full of sin, and the love of sin in us by nature. And the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And yet, in the Garden of Eden, as the Lord cursed the serpent Satan, of speaking of one that would bruise the head of Satan, of the promised one, the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, that at that time appointed in the covenant of electing love and mercy, came into this world, took into union with his divine nature, our nature, body and soul. And as man came into this world, and as the scripture declares, as by one man sin entered into this world, so by this man, the Lord Jesus Christ, that fulfilling of all the commands and demands of Almighty God, and the suffering of the Saviour, the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross, the shedding of his blood, and the remission of sins, that a people chosen from all eternity, no merit whatsoever in themselves, their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, chosen of the Father, given unto the Son, and the work of the Holy Spirit in awakening and convicting and bringing each one from the darkness that they are born into to that realization of what they are, how deserving sinner, and a bringing of them to look to the Lord Jesus Christ as their only help, their only plea, that work of the new birth. And these brought to walk in that way that the Lord will have them to go. That time in their lives, as we look in our own lives, when we walked in our own way, sought our own pleasures, our own delights, and that time brought to prayer, brought to cry, brought to that place, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? What wilt thou have me? Where wilt thou have me to be? That realization that the Lord God Almighty ruleth in the lives of his people. O child of God, the rebellion still in our hearts, I know. But that sovereign hand overruling, overwatching, keeping his people. What of you, what of me? As I posed that question just now. These brought through the power of Almighty God from darkness unto life, these brought to see indeed what they are, what is in them, brought to see, as we said, the deceitfulness of our hearts, the wickedness of our hearts, the love of sin, brought to these places as we go on in the pathway, deliver me from mine enemy. I have said before, perhaps, if people, we do not say this in any way of self or any self-aggrandizement, but those we were heard and those prayers that go up from our hearts, Lord, keep me from myself, keep me from what's in me. Oh, how people naturally would find it strange, but child of God, is it not your prayer, my prayer at times? To be kept from self, that enemy in us. No, what an enemy is self. Self-pity. Oh, how at times are we not full of that pity for self, for ourselves, for the place we're in, the circumstances that may surround us. And oh, what a deceit. What a sin is self-pity. Looking to self and not to the Lord. what a pride in us. Pride that would want to be something, that would want something in us that others might look upon, that we might look upon, that we can lean upon. And oh, pride, the proudness in our hearts, dear child of God, never far away, is it? Say, with our shame, how pride can even rise up, can it not, when we're on our knees? And the hypocrisy in us. Oh, what an enemy is hypocrisy. That spirit of the Pharisee. I thank God I'm not like this one or that one. As we look around, that we go to the Lord's house on the Lord's day, what a mercy if we are amongst those. And look at one another doing this or doing that. But oh, might the Lord keep us ever mindful that we are the children of wrath, even as others, but for sovereign grace, but for his mercy. But those enemies of self, conceit, self-pity, as we've said. Oh, the deceitfulness in our hearts. And sin. Sin. The love of sin in us. The welling up of sin. And the needfulness as we go on, is it not? Of the blood applied, the preciousness of the precious blood of Jesus that cleanseth from all sin. But oh, that blood applied, what does the word say? If we confess our sins, he is just to forgive us our sins. Search out our own hearts when this thought comes to mind. What do we know of the confession of sin? Of that being brought to cry, to lay before the Lord those sins in us, those darling sins, the besetting sin, indwelling sin. And being brought to confess before a heart-searching God the sins in us, the enemies in us. Sin, self, Satan. We read that portion in the Romans of Paul. Of that warfare within his soul. And the warfare within your soul, my soul, if we are the Lord's people. It's not just words. The old man of sin, the new man of grace, that warfare that goes on within us. As Paul speaks of that warfare of the Lord's people. That warfare with those things of darkness, that wrestling with those things of darkness. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take on the whole armour of God. But Paul, of that warfare within, the good that I would, I do not, and that that I would, I do not, and that that I would not do, I do. For the good I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Oh, no, we speak carefully. No excuse, that prayer, that walk, that warfare is a constant warfare. It is that warfare on our knees, that pleading before the Lord, that crying, that showing of us of what we are. And that will bring us to that place, as Paul expressed it, O wretched man, O wretched woman that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Who shall deliver me? As Paul brought to write, brought to exhort, so you and I will be brought to the answer to that question. Who shall deliver me from this body of this death? None but Jesus. That one thing needful. The sinner's only hope, the sinner's only plea. And great mercy if you and I can cry, my only hope, my only plea, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Jesus. None but Jesus. No other name under heaven by which men, women, children must be saved. No other name. No other name that can deliver. Thoughts went to that word in the Thessalonians as Paul writes to them. For they themselves show us what manner of entering in we had unto you, how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, and this is it, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Who shall deliver me? Who shall deliver you from the body of this death? Great mercy. If you and I can say, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. What of you, what of me? As we're found in this place today, what of this cry in our text? Deliver me from mine enemies. Defend me from them that rise up against me. For as those enemies of sin and self and Satan, oh, that subtle foe, as we read in the scriptures, abounding as that roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. As Peter exhorted in that needfulness of that watchfulness, that sobriety, that being ever watchful, that not being intoxicated, as it were, with things that would draw us away, distract us. So those enemies of the Lord's people, sin, self, Satan, never far away, and watching, waiting, seeking whom he may devour. And the needfulness of that walk, the needfulness of that prayer, as we're brought to pray it, deliver us from evil, lead us not into temptation. The needfulness, one thing to speak of the needfulness of these things, is it not? But that walking out in that way, that walking in the way, that walking, that taking up the cross, as the scripture says, denying self, that following of the Lord. To be kept from sin, self and Satan. To be kept, to be clothed in the armour of God. To be kept on our knees. To be kept in the reading of his word. To walk and that trusting in him. As the Holy Spirit gives that strength and that help and that walk by faith. To be found in the righteousness of Christ. Clothed in him. Strengthened in him. Supported in him. Who shall deliver us? None. But the Lord Jesus. No other name. No other name under heaven, as we've said. What of you? What of me? What name? Where is our trust? Deliver me. Deliver me from mine enemy. Sin, self, Satan. Oh my God, defend me from them that rise up against me. As the psalmist brought in the experience of it, of that cry that the Lord would indeed. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to that rock that is higher than I. Defend me. Lead me, Lord. Be my strength, be my shield. And we will not say in any fatalistic way, I cannot keep myself, Lord. It will be as we're brought, stripped, emptied of self, that there will be that cry for the Lord to be our shield, our strength, our rock. We read in Genesis of the account of Jacob returning. We read also of how Esau had said in his heart that when his father had passed away, when the days of mourning were over, then I will slay my brother Jacob. And that departing of Jacob to the country of that land where Laban was, and now a returning. And Esau coming with those 400 men. And Jacob brought to that prayer that we read. Brought to his knees. Brought empty. Would speak carefully. But dear Jacob, Where was thy scheming mind? Where was that mind now? And you and I were brought to the place of our text, be emptied of self. It will be that crying unto the Lord and no other. Brought, stripped, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. And as Jacob brought, deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear, as we read, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. Deliver me. Call upon me in the time of trouble, and I will answer thee. And it may be that before you, that enemy that has risen up against you, that circumstance that's come, perhaps seems as that great impossibility of that way through. And those circumstances, as the Lord uses circumstances in our lives, in a moment, as it were, to turn our lives upside down, to turn things upside down, not knowing how we're going to cope, the enemy perhaps coming as a flood, with those innuendos, those doubts, those fears. Self full of pity. Sin as a flood. Yet where that work of grace is in the heart. That breaking through. That bringing to cry. To look to the Lord. Deliver me, defend me, keep me, uphold me. And in those times, those real prayers are wrought out prayers. As we read in the scriptures of the prayer here, in those three verses of Jacob, that prayer wrought out in those times of need, in that crying unto the throne of grace, the mercy seat. Where that real prayer is wrought out in our hearts, we speak lovingly, carefully. No time to order those words, are there? No. It is that wrought out soul cry desire. May not get those words out, maybe those words from within us. But it is a crying unto the Lord in the time of need. And the Lord answering in his faithfulness. And as Jacob cried for that prayer of deliverance, so the Lord went before. And how sweet those words, would not digress of how Esau ran to meet him and fell on his neck. Does it not speak of reconciliation? Does it not speak of that bringing together of that which was separate? And oh, much more. The love of the Lord Almighty God to his people. And the reconciliation of those afar off, hell deserving sinners as you and me, made nigh by the blood of Christ. And these brought to cry these words of deliverance, of defense, unto a living God. unto a prayer hearing and answering God. How solemn to go to a God of flesh, a God of stone. I spoke recently of that scene upon Mount Carmel, of those that cried unto the prophet of Baal, and Elijah that cried unto the living God. What of you, what of me? What of this cry and the reality of it? Of that cry as we're brought to see more and more of those enemies that are in us. What of that besetting sin, that indwelling sin, those things that would come and draw us away from the Lord? What are those idols in our lives? Those things that would rise up in the place of the Lord. Oh, the Lord will bring these things down. His chastising hand, his loving hand, to be kept. Uphold my footsteps, that they slip not. Might pray it, but oh, the needfulness of that watching as we go on in the way, to be kept from that would sneer us, that would draw us in, to be kept from it maybe that pressing of that button of that mouse, and maybe all things that are around us now in this age in which we live. To be kept prayerful, to be kept with this cry in our hearts, deliver me from mine enemies. Oh my God, personal, to be kept at thy feet, to be kept close to thee. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Yes, maybe those in us, in our lives, around us, in business, college, school, university, those enemies rising up. And the Lord able to deliver his people from enemies within, enemies without, and that defending of them. But we will also have to be brought to this. As the Lord teaches us these things, the battle is the Lord's. All of him. As in any battle, the strategy, the fighting, the way of going on. So that delivering and that defending and that keeping of us. All of Almighty God. Our thoughts in closing also went to those words in Scripture of that last enemy conquered, even death, through the blood and merits of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we spoke of the fall in the garden, of dust thou art and unto dust thou shalt return, entering in of sin, death, sorrow. And so through the redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ, death conquered. As the Scripture says, it's pointed unto us men when children once to die, death and judgment. on that day of judgment, that day of separation. Those found at the right hand of the Lord, those cast into hellfire and damnation. That last enemy conquered. Deliver me. Deliver me. O my God. Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. O might the Lord pardon what we've said amiss, but might there be that for our souls to feed upon. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £604, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Pocock will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Richard Field will preach next Lord's Day and administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. And notice of a church meeting on Monday, the 2nd of November, God willing. Let us close with hymn 1072. Jesus, Redeemer, Saviour, Lord, the weary sinner's friend, come to my help, pronounce the word, bid my corruptions end. Hymn 1072.
Thank you.
Pardon what thy pure eyes have seen amiss in us. Do grant that for our souls to feed upon. Do take us in safety. Watch over us during the interval. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and union and communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, both present and absent, both now and forever. Amen.